Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm Tom Merritt. The U.S. executive branch announced Wednesday it plans to give Intel just less than $20 billion in grants and loans for Intel's domestic semiconductor chip output. In other words, building some plants in the United States. This is part of the 2022 Chips and Science Act, which was a bid to boost domestic semiconductor output with $52.7 billion in funding overall and $39 billion in subsidies for semiconductor production and $11 billion for research and development. Intel will get both grants and loans as part of this. The goal in the U.S. is to build advanced semiconductor production from 0% of the market right now in the U.S. to 20%. Back in November, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced the GPT Store, which powers custom chatbots built on OpenAI's technology. TechCrunch reports Wednesday that the GPT Store may have some issues, including potentially copyright-infringing GPTs. Developers have to verify their user profiles when submitting GPTs to OpenAI's review system, and OpenAI itself would not be liable for copyright infringement due to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act in the U.S., which protects it and other platforms that host infringing content as long as the platforms meet the statutory requirements and take down examples of infringement when they are requested to. Business Insider sources say OpenAI will possibly release GPT-5 this year as soon as this summer. Some enterprise customers have reportedly seen some demos of the latest model with giving some positive feedback. OpenAI also has alluded to a not yet released feature of GPT-5, like the ability to call AI agents being developed by OpenAI to perform tasks autonomously for enterprise users. Google's Fitbit wants to incorporate Gemini into itself in the future, with a new large language model based on Gemini to give Fitbit mobile app users personalized data and health recommendations. The Fitbit AI, which Google will call Personal Health LLM, is being trained to give users actionable messages and guidance. I assume that means messages they can take action on, not messages they will get sued for. These actions will be based on their own data. This is also customizable based on user-added health and fitness goals, if you want, and should be able to offer guidance on workouts and fitness schedules based on things like sleep quality. If you recall, you have been able to poke someone on Facebook for nigh on a couple of decades now as a way to say hi and remind them to interact with you. Well, Facebook announced Tuesday that not only is poking not dead, but it has improved suggestions on who to poke and how to find the poking page through search. Facebook says these small changes have led to a 13-time spike in poking in the last month, with young users on board. Facebook reports that more than 50% of pokes come from 18 to 29-year-olds. Microsoft is moving around some of the people running its AI products. The co-founder of Google's DeepMind, Mustafa Soleiman, has been named Executive Vice President and CEO of Microsoft AI. That's a new group that includes Copilot, Bing, and Edge. Soleiman left DeepMind in 2022 to found a company called Inflection AI. Fellow Inflection AI co-founder and chief scientist Karen Simonian will also join Microsoft as chief scientist of Microsoft AI. Mikhail Parakhin, CEO of Advertising and Web Services, will join the new group as well. Inflection AI will continue to work with Microsoft and host its 2.5 model on Azure. Side note here, Inflection AI was also co-founded by Reid Hoffman, who is on Microsoft's board and, of course, the co-founder of LinkedIn. There's a lot of employees going over from Inflection to Microsoft as well, and Inflection will continue on to focus on making custom chatbots. Finally, SteamDB data reports that Farming Simulator Stardew Valley 1.6, the new version, has reached 146,159 concurrent players on Steam within 24 hours of release, easily passing the game's previous record from January 2021, which came right after 1.5 was released. This new update includes a bunch of stuff, including a new Meadowlands farm optimized for animal rearing, the ability to move a farmhouse somewhere else, new pet breeds, support for multiple pets, and a lot of new NPC dialogue. The Verge also notes that you can now also drink mayonnaise in the game. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. And remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.